Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem, continue Shmira Saloshan Shar Zechira Perik Yud Aleph, Shir number 80, where the Chavetz Chaim continues to discuss the benefits of a person who is careful not to speak Lashon Hara and his reward that he will receive for this. And he tells us as follows, Gamu Nitzel Alideze Migehenim, a very poshut, basic understanding. A person who doesn't speak Lashon Hara will be Nitzel, will be saved from Gehenim. You say, well, isn't that obvious? Yes, it is obvious, because if you're not doing the wrong thing, you won't go to the wrong place. You ever go to a building and you open the door and you come in there and you think you're supposed to be there? Or you ever sit in a waiting room and then someone comes over and says, can I help you? And they tell you, oh, that's the wrong building, the wrong office, the wrong everything. The wrong floor. You're in the wrong country, okay? I just flew recently. There was a person who sat down in a seat, and they were taking a connecting flight, and they sat down in the seat for the connecting flight, but not for the first flight. They went to the wrong seat accidentally. They saw the ticket. This is just a marshal. This world is a marshal for Olam Haba, and we want to make sure that we are nitzel megehenim. We don't go to the wrong seat. Now he brings, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Ritzayinchem Li'imolad Min Gehenim, the Tanchuma tells us, if you want to save yourselves from Gehenim, Harchiku Atzmechem Yiloshen Hara. You know, it sounds obvious. The Tanchuma, the Medrash Tanchuma, felt it's necessary for us to say this. If you want to distance yourself, you want to make sure you don't go to the wrong seat. You don't go to the wrong stopover. Harchiku atzmechem, distance yourself from Lashon Hara. Va'atem zoichim bo'ilam hazeh uvo'ilam haba. And you will merit both here in this world and in the world to come. Now the Chavetz Chaim, for the remainder of this Perik Yer Aleph, which we have some time here in this Perik, will focus, so there's a lot more to see in Perik Yer Aleph, on the next benefit of a person who is careful not to speak Lashon Hara. And that benefit is described by Chazal is as the most precious gift. The last Mishnah in all of Mishnayos, in Uktzin, it says as follows, Lo yimotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kli machzik bracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not find any other kli, any other container, any other vessel. We don't use the word vessel in this generation, but I said anyway. That can hold bracha, except for one. Shalom. Peace. When people get along with each other, Hashem says, you know what you get now? Now you get bracha. The result of getting along with each other, Hashem says, now I can give you bracha. Lo yimotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu kli machzik bracha elo hashalom. Only peace. That's the kli, Hashem says. You have peace amongst each other, you get bracha. And let's just understand this with a very klein marshal, small marshal. You have children playing in the house. Little children playing with each other. And all of a sudden, one child feels that the other one took their toy. I was playing with this block. I was playing with this car. I had it first. Another one feels, well, you had it first. Now it's my turn. And before you know it, something starts between the two of them. Now the father that's coming home, he has in his pocket a bar of chocolate that he bought for his children. So he comes into the house and he wants to give them this chocolate. But what does he see? He sees that the two brothers are going at each other. Can the father give the chocolate to his boys? I want to give you the chocolate. I want to reward you for fighting with each other. Does that make any sense? Can't do that. That's the marshal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all the brach in the world and he wants to give it to us. He has all the chocolate. Swiss chocolate. You know that expensive type, right? Delicious milk chocolate. But if there's fighting amongst each other, we can't get it. Because Hashem says, I'm going to reward you for fighting? Doesn't work. Mr. Hashem, continue with the ninth benefit that the Chafetz Chaim brings over here of a person who refrains from speaking Lashon Hara, which is Shalom, peace.